Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail I am in July 8th regarding Delvin, D-E-L-V-I-N, Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Gonzalez as described in the reports cited above. He provided his history with the assistance of Sergio Uz, U-Z. He is now a 45-year-old male who again reports he injured his lower back at work on 3/25/12. He was lifting an aluminum bar and felt sharp pain in his back. He did go to Cooper Hospital emergency room afterwards. He had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of two herniated discs. He did not undergo any surgery afterwards. Since seen here in 2018, he denies having any additional treatment or testing. The paragraph records show he applied for a reopener on 9/4/18. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. Levitsky on 5/1/18. He summarized Mr. Gonzalez's course of treatment to date. His conclusions will be inserted as marked. In paragraph, he was also seen by spine surgeon Dr. Kirshner on 12/17/21. He also ascertained Mr. Gonzalez's diagnostic study results and course of treatment to date. This included a variety of epidural injections to the lower back, as well as sacroiliac joint injections. Dr. Kirshner concluded that Dr. Kirshner noted the results of a lumbar MRI done on 12/18/19 to be inserted. Also at this last visit of 12/17/21, he opined he did not recommend any additional treatment with respect to the lumbar spine and work injury, dated 3/25/12. Physical exam. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed what appeared to be a fungal type infection in the intertriginous zones of his right hand. There was also dirt under his fingernails and a rough texture to the palm bilaterally. The rest of that is normal. Lower extremities. Left knee flexion was full but elicited low back tenderness and not knee tenderness. Head motion of the right knee, both hips and ankles, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. The rest of that is normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He was able to walk on his heels, complaining of pain, but walked on his toes without discomfort. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to only 45 degrees and extended to 30 degrees. He had a hyperreactive jumping-type pain response when he performed these maneuvers himself. Bilateral rotation and side band were accomplished fully. He was tender at the left sacroiliac joint, but not the right. He was also tender overlying the waistline across the back. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 85 degrees and left at 80 degrees. Elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. The rest of this section is normal. Impressions. Delvin Gonzalez injured his lower back at work on 3/25/12. Received a treatment as marked in my prior report. Since evaluated here in 2018, he applied for modification of his order approving settlement of 9/22/16. To that end, he was evaluated orthopedically by Dr. Levitsky on 5/1/18. He concurred with Dr. Dwyer that Mr. Gonzalez presented with signs of symptom magnification. He concluded no further treatment was necessary and he had reached maximum medical improvement. He was also seen by Dr. Kirshner on 12/17/21, who derived similar conclusions. Period. In paragraph, the current examination did demonstrate signs of functional overlay, where this was particularly noted with hyperreactive pain responses during lumbar flexion and extension. Period. Neural tension signs were negative. Period. He had skin changes on his hands, consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activities. Period. My impressions of permanency and causation will be inserted from my 2018 report.